Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Tech Espresso Cafe Radio. Each Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern and sometimes on Sundays, join us where we engage our participants in educational and informative conversations related to our roles in the IT industry and promote our virtual project simulation platform that provides participants with the skill sets to improve their collaboration in their current job roles, preparing for a career in today's IT workforce, or for new roles in the IT industry. I'm Dave Blaufman, co-founder of Technology Espresso. I'm joined here with Jacqueline Sanders, my co-founder of Technology Espresso. You can find us on the internet, Twitter, and Facebook, and here on Blog Talk Radio / Tech Espresso Cafe. I'll provide more on those details at the end of our show. Hello, Jacqueline.
Hello, and hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us, either live or listening to our rebroadcast.
So today's show focuses on layoffs before, during, and after. I know this is a very riveting topic, and a lot of people have been affected by this either directly or with family members, close friends, and coworkers. So I'm sure we'll get a lot of feedback on this topic and like to get additional questions from our listening audience, as this, I'm sure, will carry over into most likely another show about the same topic here.
Absolutely. Actually, we broadcast this show yesterday, and we had some live listeners, and we've already gotten some lively feedback from them, as well as, and that was why we decided to re-record. We had a few technical difficulties, but we're really excited and going to jump into this topic, so...
So we have a lot of points that we want to talk about. If you hang on with us at the half-hour mark, we will be bringing up some interesting information related to the BDPA boot camp coming up in March. There's going to be an essay contest. There's going to be some giveaways that we will be providing on Technology Espresso and more information about next week's shows. So if you're still with us at the half-hour mark, or if you call in and listen to the recording, you'll get some very riveting and interesting information moving forward. So let's get right into this topic here. Let's start with the before a layoff, when basically you're in a certain role with a certain company and you know there are layoffs going on. How do you respond to that and how it affects you? What are the signs? So let's just start with how do you prevent being laid off? And Jacqueline, I'll let you take the first comment on that.
Okay. And I'm so glad that we're starting here with the before the layoff. What are the signs? Can you see it coming? Can you prevent it? Because so many times people don't think about layoffs until it happens, until after it happens. But there's actually in today's economy, number one, and secondly, because of the IT industry, layoffs happen quite often. And I can say from my point of view, I have been laid off. I've had to lay off people. And I've had some very close friends, coworkers, and colleagues been laid off. So I've seen it from all the different perspectives. And one of the main things as far as how to kind of prevent from being laid off is it's all about looking for some of the signs. In companies today, keeping your ears and eyes open at all times, and basically not necessarily walking around in a state of being paranoid, but being aware, being in on the inside conversations that are going on. Sometimes the little things that go on at the water cooler, those conversations, even if they're kind of, they may sound like rumors at first, there's some ounces of truth. You know, if your organization is reorging, and there's something else to be aware of is that the company doesn't have to necessarily be in financial trouble to do layoffs. It just may be a certain time of year, and they're looking at budgets, and they're looking at where they can trim. and you just want to make sure you're not on the list. So before, or even if there's ever even a potential of a layoff, I want to take you back to, it's the overall mindset of always be at the top of your game. One of the things I said is, if your last annual review, your mark said that you were just doing your job, that's not good enough. You need to always be exceeding. You need to always be developing yourself. You need to always be learning and staying on the cutting edge and understanding where the organization is going and making sure your skill set is keeping up with it. So really just keeping yourself fresh and active so that you're not a candidate when your company potentially decides to kind of trim.
I totally agree. There are many types of people. There are those individuals that like what they do. They're not necessarily looking to climb the corporate ladder or move up into a management position. They like their skill set. And at that point, you have to look inward and look at your productivity. How many jobs are you closing? How fast are you getting out your deliverables? That's what your immediate supervisors will look at if your group is targeted. That's a key point there. When there are savings to be gained, they are looking for a group to target for possible savings. So stay productive and try to increase your productivity. Know what your deliverables are and find ways to improve your deliverables and help. It's not about just doing your job. If there's something to be done, if a requirement is coming in that's not totally perfect, help them out. Give them a call. Help them through that documentation or that deliverable that triggers you to work, and that helps you stand apart from the rest.
And I want to piggyback on it because you're absolutely right. Not everyone is always looking to move up the corporate ladder, to become a manager, to manage people. And so if you want to stay where you are in your position, but, again, be the best that you can be, one of the things I will say is in your conversations with your manager, always press them to find out what you can do and also find out how your job contributes to the bottom line of the company. You don't want to be so far removed that you can't tie what you do and tie significance and the importance of what you do to the bottom line of the company. You need to be aligning yourself with that, with whatever your specialty is or whatever you do as an individual contributor.
I totally agree with that, totally. So there's not a lot of control that you can have if the corporation decides to look at your department. What control you do have is over yourself. And that's about the only thing you can control is your productivity and hope for the best in that situation. So let's move to during a layoff. So, okay, here we are. You're laid off. How does it affect your esteem? Or how do you deal with the rejection? So, Jacqueline, how do you feel it impacts you as an individual or as an individual?
As far as during the layoff, so one of the things, and again, having gone through this experience, one of the things that I've seen is that it affects you just like a death in some cases. Or even a divorce. You'll go through the same things of feeling rejected. You'll go through denial. Then you'll go through anger. But the scariest part is that you can fall into a really bad, you could fall into a depression or a slump, you know, or you could go into that mode of feeling sorry for yourself. And what you don't want to do is to get stuck into just one of these of cycles in that period. So you want to watch for those signs of where you're getting stuck into a slump. And what you want to do is, one of the things I always say is make sure you do get up and get dressed in the morning. You know, it's very easy to, after a while, not have a reason to get up, to get dressed, and that's just you really slipping into that slump or even into something more serious like a depression. So what I would say is get up every morning, get dressed, go to Starbucks or to the library and log in and interact with people. And that's where the networking comes in. And one of the things that they'll tell you in your job search, make sure you don't hide behind the computer. Your job search cannot just be on the internet. You need to interact and network with real people. You know, when you're laid off, you're not looking to spend a lot of money, so it's not like you can go and meet everybody for lunch, but just meet them for coffee or go to their place, you know, meet them for breakfast where it's just a cup of coffee and a muffin or something. But find a way to interact, to get out there, and to meet real people. Get out of your house. So that's one of the things is don't get into that slump or that feeling sorry for yourself. That's something to watch for. That's the first thing I'm going to say.
Yeah, that's interesting, Jacqueline, because this ties into the networking piece, and I can't emphasize how important that is. And as a matter of fact, it ties back into the before the layoff situation just as well. There was one point that we didn't bring up or one topic we didn't bring up in that discussion, how much of it is who you know, and that ties into the networking. So before the layoff, I like to emphasize engaging others at various levels in your group or in your organization. Eventually you will come in contact with directors and vice presidents that may have an impact on your career. And if they engage you, don't be afraid to chat it up. Let them know what you're working on and make your presence known. Everything that you do does have an impact to the bottom line. It's important to some project somewhere that may have a lot of visibility. So don't be afraid to engage the senior leadership within your organization if the opportunity arises.
So, yeah, I want to add to that. Yeah, because we're kind of going back to the before, because that's very important, too, because you don't just wait till the layoff and all of a sudden you start joining organizations and showing up to meetings, because I belong to several networking organizations. And guess what? We recognize those fair weather members who just show up when they need something or they're looking for something. And we're not so apt to be able to respond on their timeline. Suddenly they're laid off now. Help me look for a job. Well, we haven't seen you for, you know, 2 or 3 years when the going is good. So that's why you want to keep your networking during the good times and the bad, because then you have and always building your network too, growing your network. I've been in the industry, you know, for over 25 years. You've been in it for, you know, over 20 years and that type of thing. I continually to build my network, and it's not just that I use them when I need something. I'm there for them as well. So it's a give and take, and we have a mutual respect for each other. And so I know that when I call on them, I know that people are there for me because I've been there for them. So keep your network, you know, even in the before phases. Stay up with your network, stay in contact, and continue to grow it. Just be there just to support some of these networking organizations. Make your face known, and even volunteer. That's important. Above, again, that's before and during. But so I think that's a very important point to bring up, too.
I totally agree. The Atlanta chapter of the BDPA organization, they've been very, very active in the community as far as helping individuals looking for work and networking with staffing agencies and just everyone within the IT organization. This is a group of people that love helping others in the IT industry, and I can't emphasize enough how important that is to engage them beforehand and volunteer sometimes if that's your passion as well, and you will find that they'll be there for you when you need them. And as Jacqueline said, they won't see, you're not viewed as a fair weather member. So you'll find if you're willing to give your time, then people are willing to give their time to you as well.
And while we're still kind of around that, talking about the before the layoff piece, one of the things that I want to say and revisit is, like I said, I've been in the position where I had to lay off people. Probably one of the most hardest things I've ever had to do. Now, I've had to let people go because of performance, and that's one thing. But when you have to let people go just because it's about numbers, sometimes it has nothing to do with your performance. So, again, don't let it get into your head or to your self-esteem if you do get laid off. Sometimes it could be purely a numbers situation. I mean, I've been in situations where I've gotten a call after midnight that says we have to cut the payroll by 15%, and it was just a matter of numbers. And where I've seen really good people, hardworking people, who had to be let go. And sometimes there's a whole bunch of different factors, seniority and different demographics and dynamics that have to go in into making the list of the layoff. So, again, don't let it get into your spirit, so to speak, as to why you were laid off. Don't spend a lot of time there. Because I always say is you may not be a fit for the company you're at, but you're a good fit for somewhere else. So just start looking for that next opportunity. And you know, in some cases, you may end up in even better situations. You also talked about something that, you know, when you start hearing the rumors, you can sometimes get nervous and jump the gun. So why don't you talk about that? I think you do a great job with that.
Yes, this type of activity, layoffs, and the activity around layoffs, it has a very large psychological effect on everyone. And it's important not to get too caught up into it on the front end, in the before scenario, if you feel as though you're being targeted. Talk to your friends and your mentors and your people that you trust, and let them calm you down to not take any negative action. I've seen people actually quit their job in fear of being laid off, and that's one of the worst things that anyone can do, is to quit your job. That affects your ability to draw unemployment benefits, and the company you work for has a large role in that. So you don't want to quit and put yourself behind an eight ball. At the state level and federal level, there's a lot of funds available to individuals out of work to reeducate themselves, to brushing up their skill sets. So a lot of that hinges on how you came into the unemployment market or became unemployed. So don't quit your job. That's one of the worst things you could do. And stay active. If you are unemployed, if you find yourself unemployed, again, engage Technology Expresso. We have training platforms that keeps you engaged and brushes up your skill set at very, very competitive and more than competitive cost points. And also, volunteer, BDPA, and there are a host of other organizations that would love to have you come down, share your story and experience, and help others in that same situation, and you'll find others willing to help you just as well. So stay active before and during the layoff period.
Yeah, that's a valid point. That goes back to what I was saying about getting out of the house, because that's the next thing that people are concerned about. Okay, now that I'm laid off and I'm now going through the interview process, how do I explain being laid off? And one of the good things about it being so common nowadays is the fact that you don't really have to go into a lot of detail to explain it. A lot of employers will understand if you say the organization had to downsize or went through a reorg or it was bought out, you know, went through a merger. They understand that those are pretty common things, especially in IT, like I said. But when you then you might start getting concerned with the gap on your resume. What do I say or how do I fill in this gap? And that's what just what David was saying is when you can fill that in with volunteer opportunities, you use that time to do volunteering, and you use that downtime for training as well, online, self-training. It shows that you are an active and engaged a professional who is serious about your career and that you're not just going from job to job and kind of being passive, that even during this layoff period, show how you use that time to further develop yourself professionally. And there's a lot of great organizations. Of course, we have a very close to Atlanta BDPA and the national BDPA. I'm also active in organization at SPIN, which is related to process improvement. I'm also very active in the IIBA, which is for business analysts. And, of course, I'm also a member, and we've attended things with the PMI organization. So all of those, looking for the professional organization or special interest group near you, or even look at starting a chapter or being an officer. But all of those are good for filling that gap on your resume. So do you want to add to that?
No, we've pretty much covered that area. Let's move on to some other things. Staying in that area, though, the during. And as you were mentioning, you know, how do you explain it to future employees or in interviews? Specifically, I want to target how do you show it on a resume. A layoff, you don't have to show it on a resume. You worked for this company from this time period to this time period. You don't even have to raise the issue that you were laid off. It's that's something that you would not put on your resume anyway. So I just wanted to address that issue there.
Well, one of the things that I'll also piggyback off of that, when you hear us talking about volunteering, and I can give some specific scenarios, is that a lot of these organizations, it's just not a matter of volunteering on the social committee or volunteering to be a greeter. There's some really meaty volunteer opportunities, and I'll give you an example. One of our organizations, the IIBA, a nonprofit organization came to them and asked them to help them redesign their website so that nonprofit not only needs VAs, but they also need developers and testers. And so through that organization, you can volunteer, and you'll actually be doing volunteer work that will further your skill set and experience. So those are some really meaty and significant volunteer opportunities. So look for those, too. Churches need people to help them with whether it's their website or IT department, you know, that type of thing. Volunteer in such a way that you're furthering your skill set. That was something that I wanted to point out. Even there's a lot of opportunities, and this was something that Technology Expresso found, that there's a very special group of people who are non-traditional but need internships. They're looking for internships, which means they have hands-on experience and can learn on the job, whether it's volunteer, non-paid. So look for non-traditional internships. These are key for people who are transitioning, or been laid off, or now that you're laid off, it may also be an opportunity for you to look at what other jobs, not just the job that you were in, but what other jobs can you do within IT? IT is so diversified. So, you know, cross-train yourself. I think that's the key word there.
Absolutely. That's a niche that we at Technology Expresso also try to exploit for our networks and our associates is our tie into the small business community and leveraging the their need for low cost tech help, and we we try to be engaged in that area as well, providing them with interns to meet their bottom line. There's a lot of small businesses in the Atlanta area. As a matter of fact, I'll be talking about that and a conversation we're going to have with a small business owner in a few minutes here, and I think it's going to be a pretty riveting, but I'll get to that in a few minutes here.
Because I want to add to that is that I guess you all may see where we're kind of going with this, is that during your laid-off period, try to find ways to make lemonade out of lemons. That is important when you are talking to employers about being laid off. Don't go in and if an employer in an interview asks you, well, why were you laid off, don't go down that negative track about how bad it was, how hard it is, woe is me, I never saw it. They don't want to hear that. They want to hear the feel-good story. They want to hear, what did you do in spite of being laid off? And that would say to them, hey, that's the type of employee I want, someone that can pull themselves up, can deal with diversity and change. And so build that all into the conversation with that future employer of what you did with that particular opportunity, because there's going to be highs and lows throughout anyone's career, whether you're a permanent employee or whether you're a contractor. But and that's the other piece is, so, you know, we talked about volunteering, looking for non-conventional internships, find ways to train and educate yourself. I say, as you're looking through jobs and job ads, when you see a keyword that you don't know, maybe Agile or Six Sigma, then start Googling and start reading up on that. Even if you can't use that as that you have experience in that area, at least if it came up in the interview, you could use some keywords that you've read about and so on and so forth to show them that you're educating yourself and open to new opportunities. Someone who's been laid off a lot of times, leverage that to say, look, I'm able to adapt and handle change very quickly. You know, you're a flexible person and an agile person. One of the last things I was going to say is, so you may say, I've looked for volunteer opportunities or I've looked for non-conventional internships. The last thing I would say is make an opportunity. There's a lot of people who become entrepreneurs out of being laid off, even if it's a temporary situation, maybe even creating a app for a phone. Who knows? It might even start making money, creating a website, something that in an interview you could point to and show an employer, hey, while I was laid off, I spent some time, I learned a new language, was HTML5. I created this app, and I can even give you the URL to check it out if you like. We've had a recruiter said that someone said that to him, and it blew him away.
Well, I think that's very important, and that's that really resonates with me. One thing that I want to point out in when you are unemployed, at least within this network of people that we engage with, reach out to us at technologyespresso.com. We care about your experience, and we want to help. That's what makes us different. We're looking to engage. We're not just a website that regurgitates a lot of internships that are out there on the Internet. We are engaged in the local community here, so we are one of the best contacts that you could have to network with people that have influence, that are capable of putting you in certain situations. So engage us. Drop us an email at technologyespresso@gmail.com and tell us about yourself, and let's see what we can do for you and get you back on the right side of the employment line. There's a couple of things that we want to talk about here at the halfway mark. Jacqueline is going to talk to us a little about the BDPA boot camp in March. We talked about it before, and we're going to talk about it again all the way up to, through, and after. I know it's going to be an exciting event in March. Jacqueline, what was that website where people could go to get more information on that about the boot camp in March?
So the Atlanta BDPA boot camp, first of all, you can visit atlantabdpa.org. We're holding a boot camp in March, March 16th. It's a Saturday event. It goes from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. And basically, you'll have professionals from the industry, hiring managers and even recruiters, who are going to spend the day with you, working with you, and doing one-on-one coaching. So you get 8 hours of coaching. So that may be something, and again, it goes back to what we've talked about so far. If you're not laid off, before, you know, in keeping yourself sharp and fresh, go through this boot camp. Sometimes it's easy to become complacent and forget about your own professional development. And we know in today's economy, a lot of employers aren't providing training and professional development to their employees. But take it upon yourself. The boot camp for the all-day session, for if you're a member of Atlanta BDPA, and those who know Atlanta BDPA or do a little research on it will know that to become a member is only $100, and it's well worth it for the webinars and monthly meetings and network opportunities that you get through Atlanta BDPA. For members, the boot camp is $199, and for non-members, it's $250. However, because you're listening, so everybody, put your ear close to the listening device that you're listening from. Maybe it's your computer. But also get a pad and pen right now, because I'm going to give you some special codes that's going to give you a $50 savings on the boot camp price. Okay? Those codes for members, when you log in, when you go to atlantabdpa.org, you'll find a link for the boot camp. It's going to take you to an Eventbrite site so that you can sign up, and you can put in the discount code. It's our friends and family code. Put in FSM-03 if you're a member, and FFG-03 if you are a non-member or a guest. And you can get that $50 discount on the boot camp. So, again, that's March 16th. It's an event from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. There's two different tracks. There's one for someone who's new, like a college graduate, only 1 to 2 years of experience, who are looking for professional development. There'll be mock interviews, resume makeovers. You'll also do impromptu presentations. You'll run a meeting, and so that you can get real feedback, so you can get a feel for different types of scenarios where you're presenting yourself, marketing yourself, carrying yourself, and leaving an impression with people. And I promise you, by the end of this day, your self-esteem, your confidence will take a quantum leap. So
yes, I agree. This is going to be an exciting event, and I can't emphasize this enough. Come dressed professionally. You will be engaging many individuals in the IT industry in the Atlanta area. This event is being hosted by Matrix Resources. They are an important player here in the Atlanta industry, and they're a national organization as well. So be prepared to interview during the mock interviews. And at some point, yes, you unloosen your tie, unbutton that top collar button, and relax a bit and open up the jacket. But come ready to work. This is a working event. You're going to be interviewing. You're going to be engaging a lot of folks professionally, networking. You may see people that you recognize, people that you remember. You may be able to help someone here. So not just looking to get something, but come looking to get something as well. It's going to be an exciting event. Okay, Jacqueline, there's an essay contest as well for our college students that are affiliated with the organization.
Absolutely. So we're cognizant that even with that $50 discount, that may be a little bit steep for some of our college students, but looking to do that professional development, wanting that polishing, and also want that real-time feedback. That's one of the things, because there's a lot of people go on a lot of interviews, and all they get is kind of general feedback. But in reality, the most important thing is that you need that feedback so that you can find out what you're doing wrong so that the next interview you can knock it out of the park. So for those, there will be an essay contest. We're going to be announcing that. So what you want to do is you need to be linked into Atlanta BDPA. We have a LinkedIn site. We have a Twitter site. And we also are on Facebook. But go to our main page, atlantabdpa.org. In the beginning of next week, we'll be announcing an essay contest. The winner of the essay contest will be allowed to attend the Atlanta Boot Camp for free. You heard me, for free. So just for writing an essay. So stay tuned. If you also have any questions on anything that we're announcing today, send an email to technologyexpresso@gmail.com. And I may have misspoke. It should be, is it techexpresso@gmail.com. So send us an email.
Okay, are you sure?
I'll find out, and I'll make sure we know by the end of the show.
Okay, that always gets me as well. But you can most definitely reach us at blogtalkradio.com/TechExpressoCafe, as well as other media streams. We're on Facebook at Tech Internship, and we tweet as Tech Internship. So there's a lot of different mediums that you could reach us at. Also, I'd like to mention there is a giveaway we're participating in for access to our self-test. IT test at technologyexpresso.com. Now, we've been vacillating on the code that we're going to give away, but we're going to give that code out right here. And I think we agreed on Expresso. That's EXPRESSO. That's the code for 30-day access to the Technology Expresso website and our self IT assessment test. That's it's just a gauge to gauge your level of expertise in the IT industry. So it'll be interesting to see the response we get there. Now, moving forward, there are two shows next weekend as well.
So can I comment a little bit on the when you go to technologyexpresso.com, you will see it's a self-assessment. When you register, you first have to register your email address, and it will then ask you for a course access code. That's when you'll type in the Expresso, which David just mentioned. It's all lowercase, and it's EXPRESSO. And what you'll do is take it's going to be 100 questions, so set aside a few minutes, anywhere from 45 minutes to an hour, to sit down and take the test. That test is something that we also use to provide you feedback if we see where your talents lie in one area or another of IT. It's also for you also to gauge what areas of IT you might enjoy most, such as business analysis, tester, project management, development, maybe your role in process analysis.
So, those are very good points, Jacqueline. There are a lot of different roles that you can fill in the IT industry, and our platform at technologyexpresso.com affords you the ability to test your skill set on in those different roles, just to see where you are and to gauge your own interest in other areas of the industry. Next week, we'll have two shows. There will be a Saturday show at 1 p.m. Standard Time and a 1 o'clock show on Sunday as well. The show on Sunday will be our technology showcase, where we will have a local entrepreneur in the IT industry, Mr. Bruno Francois, president of Ecosystem. He has created some impressive mobile applications on the iPhone platform. He'll be sharing his experience there and a little information about him and what drives him and his entrepreneurial shift in the industry, and that's on Sunday, our IT showcase at 1 o'clock p.m. There's also a show on Saturday as well. Jacqueline will be hosting that show. And tell us a little bit about that show, Jacqueline.
Okay. We'll be meeting with the board members of Atlanta BDPA. You've heard me talk a lot today about Atlanta BDPA. And so they'll be joining us next week. Alicia Jones and Derek Brown and Sharnicia Williams, all board members of the current 2013 Atlanta BDPA. They're going to be talking about the programs and opportunities and events for 2013, and they'll especially be emphasizing there'll be a call for volunteers. So really encourage you to call in and listen live and also to ask your questions to find out more about Atlanta BDPA.
Yeah, so again, you can reach us at via Twitter here at blogtalkradio.com/TechExpressoCafe or technologyexpresso@gmail.com. That's technologyexpresso@gmail.com. So let's move back to our topic and layoffs. And we've covered two areas, the before and during the layoffs area. Now, let's talk about after. After your layoff, you're now reemployed. You're back on the job. Now, how do you keep from feeling paranoid that you're going to get laid off again and keep from that from affecting your daily performance as you pick up, as you learn your new role and in this new company? And I think it's important not to talk too much about that layoff experience in this new company. Layoff is a trigger word just about in any organization, so you don't want to draw too much attention to that experience. What if it's a chronic problem? You're getting laid off. You could be a consultant or a contractor doing at different lengths, and the contracts are not getting renewed. So there's a lot to talk about here. So let's go back to the beginning. How do you keep from feeling paranoid once you're back on the job again?
So it is. It's a little bit nerve-wracking, and this is key. Once you started that new job, you need to be engaged. And a lot of people, especially if they're not familiar, a lot of times to get back in the job market, you might have to take a contract job. And if this is your first contract job, this is something that both of you and I have had experience with. Let's say you're given a six-month contract. And there's a good chance that they may only keep you for that 6 months. They may not renew you. Now, I say give 110, 150% so that if there's any potential to renew, they may. But if they don't, what I've seen people do is maybe 4 months in, they start waning off because they're now looking for their next opportunity. Well, that's a big turnoff to your current employer. And you might say, well, I don't care because I don't think they're going to renew me. Well, you can't take that attitude because for two reasons. Number one, even if they don't renew your contract with this go-round, there may be future opportunities. And secondly, because IT and the networks of IT, you don't know who knows who. So you don't want it to get around that in a six-month contract, your work performance started to dive or slack off after 4 months. So you give 110, 150% all the way to that last day. Even in layoff situations, I've been one of the ones who've had to shut the door the last day of that layoff. I gave my all the way to the very end. Many jobs when I was transitioning out or whoever I was transitioning to, I worked my last day. In one case, I remember I worked a 10-hour day. I did everything I could to make sure that transition was complete. It was more about me making sure that my reputation, when I left there, they knew I was a professional to the end. And I remember the manager there was so appreciative of what I did. But that's the image that I want to leave wherever I go. So whether you're on a short-term, long-term contract, if there's a guarantee or a concern that you might, if there's anything that you're concerned about, Don't let it show in your performance. That's the big message that I want to say. Give 110, 150%, and let the chips fall where they may, but that you can walk away from that opportunity and know that there's another door that's going to open for you.
Absolutely. And as a contractor, you may find yourself in a contractor's area. So limit your internet activity and your job searches to after hours or during a lunch break. A lot of companies monitor traffic and internet activity, especially in the contractor's area, and to ensure that you're working on their projects and not working on your next job. So be cognizant of that and keep your discussions about the ending of the contract to a minimum, unless it's with your employer there, and you can get a gauge on when or if the contract is being extended. It may be a position where you may not want to extend the contract. That's a two-way street, especially here in Georgia. You can notify your employer at any time that you're ready to walk or leave a job in lieu of another opportunity. If you're on a contract, maybe you have another contract already lined up. So keep those type of discussions to a minimum while you are on the job there. And again, even again, start your networking all over again. Typically, you don't network with your bosses so much, at least not your immediate supervisors or management. That's usually with your past managers where you can connect with. But stay in contact with everyone that you worked with as a professional. You'll be surprised how beneficial that is and how helpful it can to reach back and either help someone that you worked with before or learn about some new opportunities in other areas. So there's a lot of opportunity out here. So we've covered three key areas here in today's session as far as layoffs are concerned. Before layoff, during, and after. I'm sure this is a topic that can go on and on every day. We all have our horror stories. So if you are unemployed, reach out to us at technologyexpresso.com and see how we can help you improve your skills and get ready for your next adventure.
The one thing that I also want to piggyback on is that, you know, in some cases, being laid off is an opportunity. Everyone reflects. And one of the things we haven't touched on is that in some cases, especially if you start seeing kind of a chronic problem, as far as every opportunity you're being laid off, the contracts aren't being renewed, one of the questions you also want to ask is it time for me to reevaluate what I'm doing? Maybe I've lost my passion, and maybe that's kind of coming across. So that's why I talk about even cross-training. IT is such a vast and diverse field. What I've found in my career, and one of the things that have helped me to keep it fresh and keeping myself engaged, is trying different industries, for number one. Having a transferable skill that can go to different industries. That's one of the things that I've done with my business analysis work and my process analysis. Look at, there is a lot of similarities and a lot of ways to bridge. If you're doing project management work, that there's other areas you can also focus in, such as process analysis and process improvement. If you're a business analyst, maybe you could look at testing jobs. The same with testers. Maybe you can look at business analyst jobs. Look at different roles and responsibilities that you might be able to play to kind of bring back to that passion that you have, but still staying in the IT industry, still leveraging, you know, what's on your resume. So that's another piece. It still goes back to that whole thing about how to make, you know, lemonade out of lemons, being creative during that period when you're laid off, and then when you find yourself getting back right now is people have to do multiple, to be able to do multiple facets within IT. No longer can you just focus on my one job. You know, there's a lot of blended jobs anymore, and that's just the way the organizations are. So when you get in is, you know, again, try to learn. Just keep that learning, that professional development. Keep your skill sets fresh. Keep an eye. I think people think because they have a permanent job, they can quit looking at the job boards. But what I like to do, I just like to browse them just to really know what's going on in the outside of my company. I find people, they get stagnant. They get on a job for 10, 15 years, and they never look out to see what the rest of the world's doing. And not that you always have to be on the alert to try to leave your current job. It's perfectly fine to be happy in the company you're in, but always looking for maybe new opportunities and growth opportunities within the company you are. So, and I think they appreciate an employee that keeps themselves fresh and has new ideas.
Absolutely. That's, you can grow stagnant in when you're in a large company and consumed by your bottom line. Technology changes. There's a lot of advancements that go on every day, and even though you're in one position, you see them in your daily life, your internet access, access to mass media. Those technologies are growing, and you see, and you're taking advantage of them on a daily basis. So stay plugged in outside of your job and stay relevant. Keep your skill sets relevant for today and tomorrow, and continuously show an interest for tomorrow. That makes you very attractive moving forward as each company changes, as your division changes. Change is growth. So you want to be a part of that growth and a part of that change. So it's an exciting time, so stay plugged in.
Yeah, I like that word, staying relevant. That's very, very important. And that, you know, that even speaks to, I guess we can, we're our time is running down, but one way to stay relevant, keep tuning in to us every Saturday, and now we're expanding and having some shows on Sunday as well. We're always going to be bringing up new topics. We were just talking at the end of our last show. A great topic that we're going to be talking about soon is learning to think strategically and not just tactically, and that's another way to keep yourself, you know, and avoiding being on that laid off list. So that's another topic to keep your ears open for when we have that show. I think that's going to be another hot topic. It's one way to keep yourself off of that laid off list. So we're going to continue related topics. You know, even Bruno, I'm really excited about Bruno. He once was in the workforce and then became an entrepreneur and is successful. And so I think people really need to hear that as well, and we'll be able to pick up things. Because I'll tell you, there's one thing that's interesting in general about a lot of what we were talking about is that even though you have a permanent job, you almost still have to think like an entrepreneur and think like a consultant within your company. Consultants always have to stay on their toes because they're always, you know, they've got to make sure they're making the current customer happy and then finding how to expand upon the business. You need to do that even if you're a permanent employee. And then the same with entrepreneurs. They've got to stay fresh and relevant and on their toes because, you know, there's always other competition right on their heels. So it's back to that word again, stay relevant, staying fresh, staying on your toes.
Absolutely.
And I hope that came across loud and clear today.
I hope so as well. I'm pretty excited about the show with Bruno as well. And I'm excited about us here at Tech Espresso Cafe Radio as well. I think we're going to have some riveting guests moving forward, starting out with Bruno and other members of the BDPA organization. Some of our staffing agency contacts will be coming through, other people in the IT industry that are plugged in, and of course they have current jobs too, and they're They're working on some pretty exciting stuff, different technology platforms, whether it's hardware and servers and IT architecture, or whether it's coding and developing and internet type traffic. So we are plugged into a lot of different people, a lot of people in the IT industry. So we're pretty excited about our shows moving forward. So join us again here at Blog Talk Radio, Tech Espresso Cafe. Come visit us regularly on the website and see when our next shows are. They're always going to be exciting, and we will always, I guarantee you, they'll always have riveting topics that are relatable to you. Unemployed, education, training, everything. So engage us constantly, and I'll be sure not to disappoint you.
The other thing is do email us at technologyespresso@gmail.com. If you have a topic that you'd like us to talk about, as David said, anything related to the IT industry, we're going to have upcoming shows to speak specifically to veterans who are transitioning into corporate America. David has some experience with that directly, so and we'll have some people calling in as well. We'll have a lot of our very close colleagues and friends are actually recruiters in the industry, so having them on to talk about do's and don'ts and some of the trends in the job market and the IT industry. But tell us what topics are important to you. What would you like to hear us talk about? So, again, email us at technologyespresso@gmail.com.
Yes, thank you, Jacqueline. We'd love to hear from you. So thanks again for tuning into Tech Espresso Cafe Radio. Join us each Saturday at 1 o'clock and sometimes on Sundays at 1 o'clock as well. Stay plugged into us at our website and find out when our upcoming shows are and join us here. We have live caller capability, weekend interview. You can comment on some of the topics as we discuss them on the radio, and we'll have a chat session open as well. So we look forward to engaging you in the various ways that we can communicate. So join us again next Saturday. Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison, here to tell you GEICO has more than just great savings. Much more. GEICO's been around for more than 75 years, back when they were using Morse code. Sorry, that's just my sense of humor. What's more, with GEICO, you get 24/7 access to licensed agents on the app, online, or over the phone, so you can talk to them at night or in the morning. So forevermore, just know that no other auto insurer has more than GEICO. More power to you. GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Yo, everybody get up! Everybody get up! Everybody needs to understand that I'm more than simply a hype man for this rap group. Just like GEICO is more than just a company that can save you money. GEICO also has fast and friendly claim service, so they can help you when you need it most. And while I do love being a hype man, I also love reading for children's audiobooks. Like Little Bo Peep, she lost a sheep, and she don't know where to find them. Yo!
GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.